getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hi there, I'm Keith Carpenter, pastor at Epic Life Church here in Seattle. One of my favorite story images in the Bible is that of Jesus cresting the hill just west of Jerusalem, riding a colt. Through a throng of people waving palm branches, paving the road ahead with honor, dancing in celebration as they watched, reached out to touch, and hoping that this was the one who was going to overthrow the Roman overlords of their land. There Jesus rode, entering the city of Jerusalem in triumph. Many Bible historians think there was well over 3 million visitors camping all over the hills surrounding Jerusalem. They were there for the annual Passover celebration, but every year they were looking for the coming Messiah. Maybe this Jesus fellow was him. The mob effect took over, and Jesus' popularity when he fed 5,000 was nothing compared to the hordes of humanity bowing to him now. It had to be a moment in Jesus' life that equaled the desert temptations. Jesus' goal was to give his life for the salvation of all men, but he was tempted to accept the praise of man first, to exchange his calling with a following, to trade sacrifice for ease, to replace the greatest gift for a good gift, maybe to trade the eternal praise of God with the temporal, fleeting praise of man. But in John 12, he would tell his disciples that he knew his reason for coming to earth, and that reason was to die for humanity. He knew that his journey on earth would take him through the cross and the tomb. Jesus kept his eye on the goal, not on the road. Could God's greatest blessings be hidden behind the veil of suffering, in the form of waiting, or self-denial, or fasting, or even pain? Jesus kept his eye on his calling, not the road filled with suffering and tribulation. Nor was he tempted to follow after the praise of man and seek only temporal glory. We often say it's about the journey, not the destination. True, but the journey is empty without knowing our true destination. If we don't know our destination, we will become weary on the path of suffering, or we'll love the path of praise and never get to where God is calling us. If we know our destination, we can then love our journey and be created by it, but not worship it. This is a hopeless generation we live in that has no destination, living on a treacherous path. Later in the evening, Jesus would be in the Garden of Gethsemane praying as he looked towards his greatest hour of suffering. He knew that his greatest glory would be drawn from his greatest sacrifice. Great success is born out of great sacrifice. How many of us want the Lord's will in our lives, even if it means we are required to die? We're quick to run after and pursue the desires and cravings for comfort of our bodies, stopping the pain as soon as it starts. We're a medicated society, putting band-aids on and stopping the pain as fast as possible. But Jesus showed us something different. Jesus stepped into the pain. Our souls know what it's going to take, but our bodies know what it's going to take also. And our bodies usually win. What if God's greatest blessings are hidden behind the veil of suffering? There is no power of the resurrection without the anguish of the tomb. Submitting to God's will with no contingency plan is the way that we're called to do. Through death and silence, the chaos and confusion, the cold and damp and lonely sealed tomb is where Jesus was at. Yet, he did it without a contingency plan, a backup plan that could rescue him. If you have left a contingency plan on the table, you have never entered the tomb in faith, putting to death our own expectations and seeking God's resurrected power. Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ, yet I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. It is in the resurrection power that we can live the greatest lives we can imagine. We must trust the Lord's healing as we follow him down the path into the grave, to die to self, to become a new creation, to produce more fruit, to witness a miraculous resurrection. What do you need to put to death so you can see a resurrection in your life? Remember, miraculous resurrections are born from the darkest deaths.
You've been listening to Pastor Keith Carpenter of Epic Life Church in North Seattle. For more details about the church, visit their website online, epiclifechurch.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.